From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. On Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama delivered his final address to the U.N. General Assembly. He reviewed the progress made during his presidency.
We've taken away terrorist safe havens, strengthened the non-proliferation regime, resolved the Iranian nuclear issue through diplomacy. We opened relations with Cuba, helped Colombia, and end Latin America's longest war. And we welcome a democratically elected leader of Myanmar to this assembly.
But he said he believes progress is threatened by the rise of religious fundamentalism, aggressive nationalism, and crude populism.
Each of us, as leaders, each nation, can choose to reject those who appeal to our worst impulses and embrace those who appeal to our best. For we have shown that we can choose a better history.
Obama said the world must work together to see that the benefits of global integration are broadly shared and the commitment to international cooperation rooted in the rights and responsibilities of nations must be maintained. The United States is accusing Syria of conducting airstrikes on aid trucks on Monday, which had been attempting to reach Aleppo. 12 aid workers and truck drivers were reported killed. The attack most certainly has shattered the one-week ceasefire negotiated between the United States and Russia, intended to clear the way for humanitarian aid. That agreement deteriorated quickly after a U.S.-led coalition airstrike on Saturday. This is VOA News.